Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 78. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday, and I'm jumping into my standalone books now. Been doing series for so long that I have totally not put the time into talking about my standalone books. And the first one I'm going to talk about today, which is the most controversial book I feel that I've written, is I Woke Up a Black Man. And the book cover is very eye-catching from what people tell me. And it was a pre-made book cover, but then I changed some colors and tweaked things around. And the book cover on the top says, sometimes in order to understand race, the roles must be reversed. Yeah. The rest of the book cover has symbolism to it. But, you know, I can talk about that another time. So anyway, like I said, it's one of the most controversial books I've written so far. And for those who know me, I'm always up for controversy and conversation about social issues that are going on in the world today. And yes, I am a prose author, you know, who writes about social issues, but it's only fitting that with all of the racial issues that are going on in the world, that this book came to the forefront of my writing. The funny thing is that I wasn't really going to write the book when I first got the idea. It was more of, yeah, I'll write it in like a year or two. But then, you know, you have conversations with people and you kind of toss the idea out there and then you get told, yeah, you need to write that book now. And then it's like, okay, fine. So, you know, I've written, you know, a plethora of topics related to racial issues, you know, the Code Blue, an Ode to the Badge and Gun series, which tackles the racial issues that go on between, you know, police and, you know, citizens of the United States. It also goes on around the world, so I'm not trying to absolve, you know, what's going on outside of this country, but I can only talk about what goes on where I live. What I will say is, with this book, I needed to really bring forth what it's like to be a black man every day in America. And I had to hit the nail in the coffin. And I had to go beyond the Childish Gambino song and music video, This Is America. It had to go beyond the Black Lives Matter movement that is, you know, still continuing today. It had to go beyond kneeling at football games, which was a hot topic a few years ago, and bringing forth the divide and conquer agendas that plagued not only America, but the world. I took it to another level. And, you know, like I said, the book cover kind of will tell you the direction that I went in. And I went the route of a white man waking up a black man and having to go into the real world and experience what it's like for a while. Now, was this easy to write? Yes and no. Now, I'll explain in depth. Yes, because, well, I'm half black and I deal with plenty of issues on a daily basis. Just because it's not verbalized, I feel it from a silent perspective. Or should I say a facial reaction standpoint? Because silent racism exists in this world whether you want to believe it or not. Some are open about it, but then there's some that won't say a word, but it's their aura and energy that you'll feel. While not giving the book away, let's just say that some of these chapters in this book I've experienced personally, and then there are a few chapters that friends and family have experienced themselves. And we all deal with certain situations and circumstances that either end okay or, well, they end deadly. Now for the no aspect of whether it was easy to write this book. I say no because I didn't tackle every single thing. I just hit on a good amount of the normal things that you would see that's plastered on the news. But then I tackled some things that you don't see but may hear of. I knew this wasn't going to be easy to write because I had to make this book believable. See, the main character, Eric, couldn't just be a white man who wakes up a black man and experiences life as a black man. There's a backstory to Eric's life, his mindset, his upbringing, what makes him who he is today. And there's a storyline to Warren, who is Eric's best friend. And he is a black man in America, and the perception of who he is as a black man in society and in the media, excuse me. See, the goal of this book is to truly enlighten people to, you know, a plethora of things that go on in America. Yes, I hear the "it's not that bad" or any of the other oblivious, insensitive comments you can think of. I won't spend time verbalizing all of this in this podcast because, well, you'll be listening for an eternity, and that's not the goal of my podcast. And while I can sit here and take all of the credit for writing this book, I can't thank my good coworker, Rob, for reading a few chapters of this early on before I published it and getting his insight on his struggles as a black man in America. See, we definitely had some late night discussions, and he really pushed me to my limit to write greatness. And he challenged me, and it made this book come out way more better than what I thought of. And to be brutally honest, I had 32 chapters, but I ended up condensing it to about 19 or 20. I don't remember how many chapters exactly, because you got to remember I've published, I don't even know how many books I've published, see? That's the point. But I also have to thank other people who have, you know, listened to my ideas and things of that nature. And what I will say is that if you're not really ready to read about racial issues and tension that plague not only this country, but the world, I'm strongly going to suggest you just don't read this book. It's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you realize a lot of things that, you know, black men go through in this world on a daily basis. And it's the smallest but simplest things that we have to think about. Our heads have to really be on the swivel on a regular basis at all times. I mean, if you look at Ahmaud Arbery, you know, the black man who was unfortunately killed, you know, by white men while running, you got to think to yourself, like, what else is going on in this world? Right? Because the reality of it is that, you know, not everything makes the news. I mean, that's the honest truth. And what I will say is that I've experienced some things that, unfortunately, did not surprise me when it did happen. And it allowed me to really put it in these chapters in this book. And the great part about it is that my coworker, Rob, he read one of the early chapters in my book. And when he finished reading it, I'll never forget, he looked me right in my face and said, "You experienced this, didn't you?" And I could do nothing but grin and say, "Yes, I did." And he said, "I know you did. You know why? Because I can literally feel what you're saying. I felt the energy in that chapter. And for the rest of this book, that's how you need to write this book." I've gotten nothing but good, positive responses from the people who have read my book and left reviews and all that stuff. And I thank them greatly. And not everyone is going to, you know, like the content that I write. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. That's just life. And I know that I have to have snakeskin in a world where a lot of people just aren't ready to really listen to what's being said. People like to selectively hear what they want and then have a rebuttal and an answer to everything that you've experienced or that you've gone through. So to all black men who have gone through the trenches in this world, I commend you. I thank you. And I definitely wrote this book for you guys and for so many other people. And I count my blessings that God has given me the talent and gifts and abilities to write the stories that I do. And it's not the end of me writing controversial books, because I've written America Under Mind Control. I've written The World in Ruins. I've written Kids with Guns. I've written Code Blue. So I've written plenty of controversial content. But what I will say is I Woke Up a Black Man had a lot of impact because some of the chapters I've gone through, some of the chapters other people have gone through, and I tried my best to really put a lot of imagery into it so you can see it and feel it. And that's always the goal when I write these books that I do. With that said, I want to take the time to thank everyone for listening to these podcasts on a daily basis. I'm always looking to continue to get better at what I'm doing, and there's so much more to come. So, have a good weekend, everyone. Be good and go accomplish your goals.